My title tonight, if you're taking notes, what next? I have to confess, this message is for me tonight. This is something I've searched for, and I don't really feel qualified to teach it because I know there are depths of it I haven't grasped a hold of, but I want you to challenge you tonight to take the Word of God and just allow the Holy Spirit to make it to come alive within your heart so that you can apply it to your life, because God wants His people well. He wants us whole and complete, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing malfunctioning in these bodies that God has created. He wants to heal your body. He wants to do it tonight. And I believe that there is a truth that I'm going to share with you tonight that I think it may be just the key for some of you that will put you over to be able to receive your healing. So let's pray before we begin. Father, I thank you for your word. Help it to be life to us tonight. I pray, Lord, that you help me to understand it in a depth I never have before. But I pray for your people as well, Lord, that they would understand it and grasp it and be able to apply it to their lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to begin with Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it happened when he, Jesus, was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. Now, here's a man who has leprosy. He was full of leprosy. He had a really bad case. And leprosy in that day and time was a death sentence. He was in bad shape. And he fell on his face and implored the Lord, saying, Lord, if you are willing, notice those words, if you are willing, you can make me clean. See, this man knew that Jesus was able to heal him. He just didn't know if it was God's will or not. Do you know tonight that God wants you to be well? Do you know that? 1 Peter 5, verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. See, you can pray with confidence when you know you are praying in according to God's will. So see, if you know in your heart, God wants me well, period. He wants me well. You can stand in faith and truly and believe. Let's go back to the leprous man, Luke chapter 5 and verse 13. Then Jesus put his hand and touched him. See, Jesus touched this leprous man that nobody else would dare to touch. He was an outcast. You did not touch a leprous person because that was contagious. It could get onto you. Jesus wasn't afraid. He touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And then immediately the leprosy left him. See, Jesus said, I am willing. And he's saying that to you tonight. I am willing. God wants you well. Now, if there was ever a perfect time for Jesus to teach that sometimes it wasn't his will and sometimes it is, this would be a good opportunity, right? Because he's asking it if it's his will. He could have just said, well, sometimes it's my will to heal. He could have said that. Or he could have said, well, there are special cases when it's my will. But that is not what he said. He said, I am willing. And he's saying that to you tonight. I am willing. Let me ask you, where do you find the will of God? How can you know it? Where do you find it? In the Word of God. You cannot go by what happens to other people. And you cannot go by your experience.
That's right.
Let that sink in. Don't go by your experience. Well, this is the way it happened before, so it must be God's will. No. The Word of God is His will. Always.
Amen.
Always. There are no examples anywhere in the Word of God where Jesus refused to heal someone. Not one. You can search it from cover to cover. He never refused anybody a healing. He's not going to refuse you your healing tonight. Amen. Jesus paid the price for all to be healed, not just a few. The final authority on health and healing is right here in the Word of God. Our final authority. And you have to know that in your heart. You must know that deep down in your heart that God wants me well. It is His will. That is His plan for me to be whole. His plan is not for you to be sick for the rest of your life with some ailment that the doctor has deemed incurable. That is not God's will. He wants you well. Then the next thing you got to know is that you got not only does He want you well, but that He actually can heal you. Let's look at Mark chapter 9. We're going to begin with verse 17. Here was a man that was questioning if Jesus was actually going to be able to heal his son. So we'll start in the middle of verse 17. Teacher, this is the man who came to Jesus. He said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes at his teeth, and becomes rigid." Now, would you agree with me that this young man is in a very bad condition? He is in bad shape. Let's get down to verse 20. "Then they brought him," the boy, "to Jesus. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him," that evil spirit, that evil mute spirit that was on this boy, it convulsed him, he fell to the ground, he wallowed and foamed at the mouth. Now, if someone did that right here, I would say that would be pretty frightening, wouldn't it? That would scare me if that something like that happened. But this is what Jesus said. So he asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood." So he's had this for a long time. "And often it has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Now as you go on to read, Jesus healed that boy complete and whole. But see, here was a man, and I was questioning God's ability. Because, you know, can't we be that way? You know, it seems like it'd be harder for us if somebody has had a sickness or an ailment or something wrong with them from birth or for years and years and years. We kind of think that somehow maybe God can't do that. Now, here's another opportunity that Jesus could have had to teach. Well, some cases are just a little bit too hard. Because, you know, this father had brought the son to the disciples, and they prayed for him, and they weren't able to take care of it. They couldn't heal him. Jesus could, but the disciples couldn't. He could have taught them that some have just been in this condition for too long, so they're just going to stay that way. Or he could have taught that sometimes healing is just not for now, maybe another time. But that's not what he said. He said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Look at that, those words, "all things, all things." He didn't say some things are possible to those who believe. Occasionally things will happen to those who believe, or maybe at certain times it's possible to those who believe. And that is not what he said. We go by the authority of God's word. Every word is true, and it says that all things are possible to those who believe. And that includes the healing of our bodies. So there's a promise you can stand on for the healing of your body, because we know it's in line with God's will. We know He can, and the word tells me that all things are possible to those who believe. As you look through the Word of God, you can see that God has repeatedly promised over and over about all things, about whatever things, about any things, and about whosoever will ask in faith. I want to look at those just quickly, and I want you to look at these, and it involves the healing of your body or the healing of somebody that you're believing God for. Now, here we go. Matthew 18, 18. "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever," what does that include? Whatever, anything, whatever your ailment or the healing of your body. Now, this also includes financial, relational, all everything. But tonight we're zeroing in on the healing of our bodies. So whatever's wrong with your body, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, there's that word, those all-inclusive words, whatever you bind on earth. So that means I have bound cancer off my body many, many times. Cancer, you can't stay on my body. You have to leave. You cannot survive in this body. I curse you. You have to die in the name of Jesus. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's look at Matthew 21:22. Whatever, there's that wonderful all-inclusive word again. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Ask it in his name. What are one of the names of Jesus? It's Jehovah Rapha. I'm the Lord who heals you. It's part of his name. He is the healer. John 15:7. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire. That's in anything. Ask what you desire and it will be done for you. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever, put your sickness in there. Put your pain in there. Put your loved one's sickness or pain in there. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. John 16:23, and in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Now, Jesus did not have to use these words, always, anything, whatever. But he used them because he was being inspired by the Holy Spirit within him to say those very words. Amen. That will include what you need tonight. These all-inclusive promises in God's word are for us tonight. There's nothing that God can't fix. And you've got to put that down in your heart and know it. That nothing can take that out of there. There is nothing that my God cannot fix. I'm asking you tonight, do you believe in miracles? Amen. I believe in miracles, and I want to stir you up tonight. I want to remind you of some miracles in the Word of God. I believe that a 90-year-old woman and a 99-year-old man had a son. I believe that the Red Sea parted and the Israelites went through on dry ground. What a miracle that was. Wow. I believe that their shoes and their clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. We do good if a pair of shoes lasts for 2 years. I believe that bread fell from heaven and fed the Israelites in the wilderness every day for 40 years. I believe that water came out from a rock and took care of thousands and all of their flocks and herds. From a rock. I believe that a donkey spoke. We have a neighbor that has donkeys, and they're braying all the time. And so I can look at that donkey, and I thought, man, one of them spoke. God caused. That's a miracle. Donkeys can't speak. They make awful noises. I believe that Jericho, the city of Jericho, that the Israelites marched around it, and then with a shout, the walls fell down. You could come over here and shout at that wall till the day you die. It's not going to fall because you shout at it. But when God leads you to do it, it'll happen. That was a miracle. I believe that Joshua prayed for the sun and the moon to stand still, and it did for almost a whole day. Joshua didn't know what he was asking. And you don't have to know all the particulars. If you asking in faith and believing God, miracles can happen. Amen. What a miracle. I believe that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And that the Lord, he shut the mouth of those lions. Scratch on him in a den of hungry lions. Miracle. I believe three Hebrew children walked around in a fiery furnace. And they walked out with not a smell of smoke on their clothes. Miracle. Think, miracle. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the same God. I believe that thousands were fed with the small boy's lunch. I believe water was turned into wine. I believe Jesus walked on the water. I believe Peter walked on the water. I believe that tax money came from a fish's mouth. I have to testify. A couple of days ago, we were fishing in my pond. I caught the biggest fish I've ever caught. I got a 2-pound bass. And so I get it in. I'm so excited. Of course, I don't ever take the hook out. My wonderful husband, he does that for me. But, you know, I can't imagine catching a fish and there be enough money in his mouth to pay my taxes. Miracle. That just doesn't happen, but it does when the miracle-working God has something to do with it.
That's right.
I believe the blind saw, the deaf heard, the lame walked. I believe when that soldier's ear was cut off with a sword that Jesus picked that ear up, put it back on his head, and it was whole, and it was healed. Miracle. Miracle. I believe a virgin conceived and bore the precious Son of God. I believe that Jesus went to the cross. He was so beaten that he didn't even look human anymore. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead. I believe miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in the miracles of the Bible. But I also believe in the miracles of today. I believe Bob Fox's heart stopped for 45 minutes, but God raised him up and he is alive and well today. I believe that Josh and Laura Neal, their little girl, Nora, was born with a hearing problem. They brought her down and was prayed for, and she has good hearing today. Is that right, Laura? That was a miracle. That was a miracle. I believe God healed me of an aggressive breast cancer there was no cure for. I have a sister who had carpal tunnel and really bad in both wrists. And she prayed and believed God. And without surgery, totally healed. Carpal tunnel gone. See, there's lots of miracles. And I'm going to share some more in a few minutes. But I believe God does miracles today. And when doctors and other men say that nothing can be done, that is not the final word. The word of God is the final word. I love this scripture in Mark 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever," an all-inclusive word, whoever, amen. That's you. Picture yourself in that scripture. Picture yourself in this word. Whoever says to this mountain, mountain is this mountain for tonight's purposes, is your pain, your sickness that you're dealing with in your and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You have to speak to your mountain. You speak to it. Speak to it, just like I demonstrated about speaking to whatever. So I have to speak to pain in my body. I had pain, dealing with pain in my wrist. So I speak to that pain. Pain, you have to go. You cannot stay in this wrist. This wrist belongs to God. It's his. And the healing power of God is working, affecting a healing and a cure in my body. And it's getting well and whole and strong. Because pain cannot stay. It's not supposed to be there. The price has been paid. The blood has been shed. And I'm a child of God. So pain, you have to go. That's speaking to the mountain. Then it says in verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Now I see this happening, that you can believe it's God's will for you to be healed. You can believe that God is able to heal you and still not be healed. So where is the problem? And this is what I'm coming to for tonight. This is what I have struggled with. And I'm believing that God's going to help me to understand more and help you to understand this simple truth, because we haven't ever thought this way before. But he's going to teach us how tonight. Where's the problem? It says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them." You see, you must believe that you have received your healing before you ever see any physical evidence of it. The problem is people want to see and feel something and then believe. But let me ask you, when are you going to be healed? When are you going to believe that you're healed? Are you going to believe when you feel better? Are you going to believe when you have a good report? Because if you want to wait till then, if you're waiting till you have physical evidence, it's too late to believe because it's already there. The believing occurs before you see it. You believing occurs before you see it. What does Hebrews 11:1 say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We use our faith when we can't see it yet, but we believe because God said. You know, Abraham is a great example. He believed. God told him, Abraham, you're going to have a son. You're going to be the father of many nations. And Abraham believed it before he saw it. Here are some great scriptures. Romans 4:17. I'm going to begin there. Now, if you're serious about healing and about the health of your body, these are scriptures you just need to know. You just take time studying them on your own, meditating and thinking on them. But I'm going to read verse 17 as is written. This is what the Father told Abraham. I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed so that he, speaking of Abraham, became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is able to perform. See, God had promised Abraham a son, so he just believed, even though it looked impossible. What has God said to you about your physical body? Let me go back, because I want you to make this connection. What did God say to Abraham? He told him, you're going to have a son. Abraham believed, the son came. He believed first, then the son came. What has God said about your physical body? He has said, by his stripes you are healed. He says he heals all our diseases. He said all things are possible to them who believe. What has he said in his word? He has promised healing and wholeness for us. So we need to believe before there's any proof and claim it as our own. We believe first, then we receive it. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, what's it say? Believe you receive and you will have them. You must believe you receive before you see or feel anything, just like Abraham. But I want to caution you. Now, this is really important. You must not get in the mode of waiting on God to do something. Because you know, when you don't feel or when you don't see anything, it's easy to get back into just waiting on God to do it for you. What do you do? What do you do when you pray? And you kind of choose to believe. You don't see anything yet. You're right here in almost the nowhere land. What do you do? 1 Timothy 6:12. Great scripture. It tells us to fight the good fight of faith. Now, a good fight is one you win. So we're going to fight, and it's going to be a good fight because we know we are going to win. Fight the good fight of faith. And it says, take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We got to take hold of what God wants you to have. We got to take hold of it. It says in Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. We'll stop right there. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven. We're talking about the rule and reign of God in your life. You know, as Christians, we want God to rule. We want him to be in control. Because when he is in control and when he rules, life turns out better, does it not? Amen. But it says the kingdom of heaven, this commitment that we make to serve God, to live for him, to believe what he says, that commitment that we make within him, it suffers violence. What violence does it suffer? That's the devil bringing harm into your life. The devil trying to get you to think wrong. The devil trying to get you to fall into unbelief and be negative about the things of God. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. The violent, those who are resolved, those Christians of us who are resolved, we're going to take what belongs to us. We're going to take it by force. What are we taking by force? We're taking the will of God for our life. We're taking what God wants us to have. Let me give you an example of someone who took their healing. That's the woman with the issue of blood. Remember, she had this illness, issue of blood. Now, it could be, you know, that's just, think of issue of blood as being any kind of terminal illness that can't be fixed. And by doctors, by medicine, by anything you can do. But hers was issue of blood. So this woman, she'd done everything she could, spent all her money on doctors, but just grew worse. But she said, if I'll just touch the hem of his garment. So in her weakened condition, she pushed through and she touched his garment and she took that healing. Because that healing came out from him and flowed into her body and she was healed. She didn't ask. She didn't ask. She didn't ask for her healing. She didn't ask him if it was for his will. She just took it. What was Jesus doing? He was just walking down the road. Walking down the road. Other people, there was a crowd. Others touched him. They didn't get healed. They weren't in belief. They weren't believing for their healing. She was. She knew if I could just touch him, I'm going to be healed. And that's why she was kind of afraid when he turned around and said, who touched me? But this is what Jesus said in Mark 5:34. He said, her daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. What healed her? It was her faith and belief that the power was there. And if I can just get to it, I'm going to be healed. He didn't say, daughter, you're the lucky one today. You get to be healed. He didn't say, daughter, this is your special time. No, he just said, your faith has made you whole. John 3:27 said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You can't receive something that hasn't already been provided for you. You can't force God to do something for you or make him do something. But I have good news for you tonight, that your healing has already been bought and paid for. It is yours. You're possessed by faith. Amen. You must believe and take action. Now, an example of taking action by faith to receive what God has already provided is found in Joshua chapter 1, when God is speaking to Joshua, and he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Who is God speaking to? Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, at this point, okay? Therefore, arise, go over to this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. So what does he tell them? I've given you this land. It's yours. I've given it to you. It's yours. Verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. God said, now this land is yours, but you've got to go in and you've got to take possession. You've got to fight for it. But he said, I'll never leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. He's going to be with you. You see, in your fight of faith, God is with you. He's not going to leave you as you go in to possess your healing. Jesus has already given us the victory. He has completely defeated the devil through his death, burial, and resurrection. But we have to enforce that defeat. We have to move out against the enemy of sickness, pain, and disease and take authority over them. See, people think they're waiting on God to do something, but the question is, what are you doing to go in to possess it? What is the holdup? The holdup is we've got to learn to possess it by faith before we see anything. I want to caution you, when you don't understand something, don't try to make the Bible match your experience. I'm telling you, the holdup is not God. We have to learn to receive our healing by faith and act on it. James 2:26 says, faith without works is dead. So when you truly believe, then your actions are going to back it up. We have to learn to be willing to yield to that promptings and urgings of the Holy Spirit. Act on what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do. Now I'm going to give you several examples now because I know I've given you kind of a lot, but how this works. Recently, I was up at the altar, and a lady came forward, and she came and she said, she was having stomach problems. And so we prayed the prayer of faith, prayed for her healing. And when I finished praying, I told her, I said, now you be sensitive to the Holy Spirit because He might be telling you something He wants you to do about this stomach. And she told me, she says, I just believe the Lord's kind of been telling me I need to go to the store and get some, I think it was Mylanta. And take it. I said, okay, great. I said, then you go to the store and you get that. But when you take that, you take it in faith. You think of faith. You thank Him for that medicine. You take it and believe God that He's going to use that to cure you of your stomach problems. Well, it was just a few days later, she came up to me and she was cured. Faith. Faith with action. She believed she received. She believed she got direction from God to take that medicine. She took it and the manifestation came and she was totally healed. Recently, here's another example. Recently, I got this little book. Oh, great little book. And I started reading it. A man, his name is Greg Moore. And there's two examples that really demonstrate what I'm speaking about tonight. Now, Greg Moore, the man who wrote the book, he had gone in and had surgery to have a cancerous growth removed from his neck. And when he came out of the surgery, the surgeon told him, it looks bad. You're going to have some more surgery. You may possibly have to have your thyroid and even your voice box taken out because it spread. And of course, that really upset him and his wife both. So what they did, they earnestly sought the Lord in prayer and like, Lord, what do you want us to do? What do I need to do here? And he felt like that the Lord told him, you need to go, he told him, there's three people I want you to go to and have them pray for you at three different times, three men. So he did that. He went and had three different ones at different times pray for him. And then when he went back to the doctors, had all the tests, and they were absolutely amazed, no trace of cancer. It was gone. He was led by the Spirit to go. You see, you say, well, why do you have to do some of these things? Because God knows where you are. He knows what you need to do to get you to a place of faith where the healing can come on your body. He knows what you need to do. This same man, then a little while later, he had a 15-month-old son who came down with something called muscular arthritic condition. It was really bad. He was 15 months old. He couldn't crawl, couldn't turn his neck, a lot of pain. It was an incurable disease. They told him that he would not live past the age of 10 years old. So again, he and his wife earnestly sought the Lord. Now, what are we going to do? What can we do? Father, just seeking direction from the Lord. And this is what they said. He directed them to saturate themselves with the Word of God and speak His Word over their son daily. That was his direction. Saturate yourself with the Word of God and speak the Word over your son daily. So 3 months later, he crawled. 3 months after that, he walked, and he's completely healed today. Well, why didn't he just go to those three men? Because that's not what God told them to do. You have to be sensitive. The Lord will speak to you. He'll tell you what to do. Both are great miracles, but they came as a result of earnestly coming before God and finding what we'd have him to do. If you really believe you receive, before there's any physical evidence, I'm telling you, you would be able to thank God and praise Him, even though the full manifestation is not there yet. I have this wonderful story, and I'm going to try to go through it real fast because my time is almost up. I can talk fast. Can you listen fast? There's a preacher, Brother Norval Hayes, had a daughter, a teenage daughter, and her body was all covered over with growths. And, of course, she hated those growths. They tried to have them removed, They'd always come back. But she had these little growths all over her body. And he was in prayer one day, and he believed the Lord told him, you go, and as the head of this household, you go in there and you curse those growths and command them to drop off of her body. So he goes into the den where she's at, and she happens to have a date, a boy there with her on the couch. But he didn't let that deter him. He went and he prayed, and he cursed those growths. He told him to go, and in the name of Jesus, he did that. Of course, nothing happened. But what he said was, in the natural, nothing happened. He says, thank you, Lord, for removing the growths off my daughter's body. Went back in his room, left her in the den. For 6 months, he would declare, thank you, Lord, for removing the growths off my daughter's body. Thank you, Lord, for removing the growths off my daughter's body. After about 3 months, his daughter got so sick of hearing that, she'd go to him, Daddy, Daddy, you're crazy. They're right here. They're not gone. And he would look at her and say, thank you, Lord, for removing the growths off my daughter's body. Long story short, 6 months later, they all fell off, never came back. He heard. That's what God told him to say. And so he said it, and he said it in faith. He just said it in faith. However long it took, he was taking authority over that, and he praised and he would thank the Lord for it. You have to learn to seek the Lord and follow his instructions. But listen, I have to caution you. Don't make up an action or just copy what somebody else has done. You must hear from God yourself. You must hear. Joshua 1:9, the father said to him, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Don't be afraid. The Lord God is with you in your fight of faith, the good fight, because you're going to win the good fight of faith. You're going to take hold of your eternal life. And you might say to me tonight, I believe, help my unbelief. The Lord will help you in that. He'll walk you through your journey because he wants you well tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What a fireball. She lives it. I just want to say a couple of things and we're going to dismiss. And when we dismiss, by the way, I encourage you, if you would like prayer for healing, I know Carmen and other prayer partners will be available to pray for you. But I want to mention two things to you, just to not anything she didn't already say, but I just want to say it a little bit different way. And first, when you believe, you receive. That's what Jesus said. Whatever things you desire when you pray, and believe you receive, you will have. And, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I won't even name any names, and I don't want to sound critical at all, but sometimes well, we've all seen and heard supposed to have healing ministries, and well, some of them just seem like fruitcakes to me. Just being real honest. Anybody else want to jump on board with me there? Help me out here. Preacher's feeling lonely. But let me tell you something. People go to their services, and fruitcake or not, let me tell you, they're healed. Let me tell you why. Because that was their point of faith. They believed that if they went to fruitcake service, and sometimes it's, well, if he touches me, if he lays his hands on me, I'll be healed. But here's the important thing. And I apologize if I sound like I'm being real critical, but forgive me, Lord, for calling fruitcake. I'm sorry. But here's the point. You see, you've got to get to that place where you believe you receive. And when you get to that place, without seeing any manifestation, you can walk away and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. You see, when you really believe, you just, without even seeing it, you see, it's the evidence of things not seen. You can just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you believe you received. And Jesus said, and you shall have it. So you got to believe you receive. And you know you believe you received when you can thank God for it and praise him for it. Amen. Amen. Well, stand with me. I'm going to let you be dismissed in prayer. And as we dismiss, if you want prayer tonight, you want to believe God tonight, I encourage you to come. Father, I just thank you for the good word we've heard. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that faith rise in the hearts of your people. And Lord, that we will declare that you are a good God and that you heal in our day and our time. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, bless you.